I think we're live. There we go. Okay, all right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, live from Las Vegas, where we are spending the week with our Mastermind members. We watched an amazing show last night.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was really cool. We just talked about our favorite act. Anyhow, so welcome to the show. It's the number one stock market update on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. So in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Wednesday, June 7th already. We have two more days of our live boardroom here with our Mastermind members. And, I mean, this morning I looked and stocks were higher. And now it doesn't. Okay. And stocks were higher, but now it seems to be turning around. So what's happening? They hit the highest level in 2023 and in 9 months. So we'll take a look at this. And by the way, before we do, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we're real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. And trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And with that said, it's really interesting this morning. I mean, yesterday, the S&P at highest level since August, and now retracing a little bit, turning around?
I mean, interesting. Just can't find that momentum to really push higher at this point. And, you know, maybe it's not so much of a surprise because there isn't a whole lot going on right now. Traders waiting to get the Fed statement next week.
Yeah. All right. I want to double check. I do believe the echo is only in the Zoom and not on YouTube. Does anybody know if there's an echo on YouTube? I highly doubt it.
Yeah, Larry, I if you could just make sure that my Zoom is muted just in case, but I was thinking the same thing.
It's probably
on. We just want to make sure that there is an echo at home.
Yeah. Anyhow, so looking back at the S&P 500, we sliced through the 4,200 level, and we talked about it. The next stop is the 4,300 level, and exactly there we're finding some resistance right now because we have to talk about it. All week, there is not a whole lot going on. Nothing on the economic calendar. I mean, this morning we had the trade balance, but I mean, nobody's really paying attention to this. We have seen it as a yellow flag report. Crude oil inventories, consumer credit is coming out this afternoon, but I don't see this is moving the markets here.
I agree. And interesting to see, you know, speaking of markets moving, crude oil and natty gas taking off too.
All right. I didn't see that this morning. So let's see. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Crude oil.
They're up a little bit more, but that was helping out some oil and gas stocks.
Yeah. We'll look at this, especially since I am still in Coterra Energy, one of the oil gas stocks. So here's natural gas. Okay. Yeah. Pulling back a little bit. Okay. But since we are talking about commodities, cocoa. Let me see. Cocoa futures. CC, the symbol here. Did you see that they are making highs that we haven't seen in, I don't know.
Wow.
Geez, I need to go to a weekly chart to see
on
this.
On the move.
Since 2016. So the evening cocoa is becoming a luxury item. All right. Well, also, we're at the tail end of earnings season. So there were a couple of companies reporting earnings here this morning. And, I mean, earlier this morning. They were moving like crazy. Dave and Buster's, DNB, the symbol. No,
Play.
Oh, yeah, right. It's Play, exactly. Jeez, how could I forget about this? Look at this, up 25%
Huge.
After reporting earnings.
Yeah, look at that. Earnings beat, better than expected earnings, slightly worse revenue. Honestly, I didn't read into this. Do you know if there was any guidance that was offered?
No, I just saw that they were on the move this morning, same as Stitch Fix. But I didn't see exactly what it is.
You know, look at Play's chart. We haven't looked at this one for a while. We traded it over the years, but just some real nice ranges now right back at that upper range.
Yeah, I mean, this is a perfect wheel chart. You know what? I'll put this on my watch list just to watch because this is just great to wheel it.
I wonder if fundamentals, the quarterly net income, started to hurt a little bit.
That could be.
But it is a good looking wheel chart for sure.
Yeah. The other one, Stitch Fix this morning. I mean, look at this. I mean, we also have to look at this chart. I mean, Stitch Fix, at some point going from what, around $13 to $130. There's your 10 bagger. And then falling all the way down to $3-4 range here. This morning, they are up 30%.
Yeah, I mean, huge move there. Still needs a little more upside to get back to levels that we saw a year ago. This, to me, is not a good-looking wheel chart, though. You know, just for reference, because sometimes traders will ask, well, what, you know, what type of stock do you want to trade? And this type of chart, to me, if you're going to trade it, you want to use fixed risk, right? You want to trade like a trend following strategy. So if you're wrong, you cut your losses, because this one going from 13 to 100, that type of movement to the upside could mean the same type of movement to the downside. And that's not what I want with a wheel trade.
Yeah. So anyhow, these are the main ones moving the markets this morning. And I mean, if you just look at a 5-minute chart of the S&P 500 of this week, right? I mean, today's Wednesday. We had this massive rally on Friday, then on Monday, an attempt of a follow-through, pulling back, yesterday, coming back higher. I mean, we are right now just trading in this very small range. Let me actually see if I... They changed it on me. I can't remember where now the... what is it, the rectangle is that I like to use? It used to be right there. There it is. There it is. Right, so if you're drawing the rectangle here, we see it's really in a tiny range between what, around 4,300 and then the 4,260, I mean, 30-point range in the S&P, that's less than 1%.
It is. It's not a big range, and we have flirted with 4,300. When I mentioned that earlier this week, you kind of thought, eh. But hey, I think there it would be a bullish sign to get back above 4,300. Speaking of bullish,
yes,
Kathy Wood, bullish coin.
Yes, we talked about this yesterday. I mean, Coinbase yesterday got sued by the SEC. Just a day after Binance got sued by the SEC yesterday. I mean, it was a pretty bad day, but they kind of recovered yesterday. Yeah. I mean, they were down more than 20%. They finished the day with 12%, and Kathy did it.
Yeah, nice little comeback there, and she picked up shares for her ARK Innovation ETF, I think for a couple of the other ETFs that she owns as well. So adding 20 million of coin to her ETFs, we'll see if she's right.
What's 20 million? All right. Cool. One of the things that I wanted to look at this morning is interest rates. Look at this. Interest rates are now trading at the highs that we made last week again, because we also have the Fed meeting next week.
Yes. And I mean, this to me isn't too much of a surprise. You see the 2-year yield up a little bit. Actually, the 10-year yield up higher, which is what we should see, but we haven't seen for a while, right? I mean, on a given day, you might have it, but what we've typically seen is that the 2-year is actually above the 10-year, and that is long-term, not a normal thing. Another thing that was interesting, VIX was actually a lot higher this morning, even though we were up a little bit. So we're starting to see a little more. I mean, we're at these low volatility levels, but we're seeing that with the markets up a little bit, the VIX is up because traders are starting to think maybe we could get a little more movement. But 14 is just so low for the VIX.
Yeah. Also, very interesting this morning, looking at the FedWatch tool, the probabilities are starting to shift. And I believe that over the next few days, that's what we'll see, that traders right now do not know what the Fed will do, because we kind of had mixed signals here from Fed members. I mean, Powell was kind of saying, okay, we want to pause, assess the data. Then others were quick to say, well, pausing doesn't mean that the rate hikes are over. And that's what we see here in the probabilities, right? We talked about it. Look at this. Right now, the first drop is expected in the December meeting. It's really changing right now, almost on an hourly basis.
And this is interesting, because there was a viewer that asked, what makes me believe the Fed will keep rates the same and then, you know, maybe cut in December. Honestly, I don't believe anybody knows for sure. And this is where data could change everything. So even if I have an opinion right now, it could be that after CPI data next month, my opinion's completely changed. But I do believe that we've seen peak inflation. I do believe that we're now seeing the impact, although jobs have been resilient to everything going on, although inflation is still higher than the Fed wants it to be. I believe that they're going to keep rates the same, and then we'll see more data that supports that, you know, everything's going as planned, and then the Fed will likely cut in December or at the beginning of 2024, which is what basically what they've said. We're analyzing the data. We're not cutting anytime soon.
Right. And right now, traders are starting to price this in. And I think next week will be really important. And we only have
7 days, 2 hours, 49 minutes, and 0 seconds. Well, 59, 58, 57.
Okay. Let's take a look at our positions and see what's happening there. And the first one that I have still in the portfolio is the CTRA, Coterra Energy. And this morning, benefiting from this move, really super interesting. Just last week, trading at 23, now this morning, scratching 25. I mean, this is a pretty healthy, almost 10% move.
Yeah, it's a huge move. And, you know, this is one that got away from me yesterday morning when we opened up there below 23.50. I thought it was a nice opportunity to sell some puts, but I missed it.
Yeah. All right, and then we have PNC Financial Services, going back in the range this morning at first, a little bit dipping right now up 0.18, 0.2%, something like this, but definitely marching higher. And I mean, your cost base is at 136, so yeah. Once we go towards the 130, 132, you might be able to sell some calls. For me, it's a little bit higher, so I have to push outside of the range, but once you're at the upper range, you might be able to sell.
Yeah, this is what I want to see. I know that we paused a little bit today, but I like that the regional banks are getting some love in general, and we're getting back to that upper range. I think that there was an overreaction. Now we might, you know, with price discovery, what is this bank worth? You know, it could be that we're not worth 147 or 148 anymore, but there could be a rally towards those levels where we could start selling calls and then get out of the position.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just super surprising. We've been looking for positions on Monday, on Tuesday, haven't found anything. We'll start trading here with our mastermind members in a little bit, see what is happening, if we can find any positions. For me, it is super surprising that markets have been in this narrow range all week. Usually, traders are very quickly getting bored with these diddling around moves and trying to find something to focus on. But right now, I think the focus is shifting a little bit on the Fed, but not yet enough to really start worrying.
And that's, I think that sums it up. That sums it up. You know, we're past all of this news now at the Fed next week, but there isn't any significant data or news to say we should be up or down, flirting with that 4,300 a couple of times this week. Maybe getting a little sell-off into the Fed if the probabilities start to shift more towards a quarter point hike. But so far, not the case.
Yeah, because if you look at this right now, it seems that we are stuck a little bit between 4,200 and 4,300. Yep. And I think, as you said, this is where we will be. So a little bit of a pullback closer to 4,200 before the next week. Markets probably make a decisive move, either back into this range below 4,200 or finally breaking above. And then, I mean, next level, where's the next level? 4,600?
Could be.
Right? We'll see. Well, one thing is for sure, you don't want to miss this. So make sure that you're subscribing to the channel. If you haven't just yet, give us a like. We really appreciate the likes. And then we'll be back with you tomorrow morning.
Happy trading, everybody.